This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. A Canadian man is in U.S. police custody after stabbing a police officer at an airport in Flint, Michigan, with a 12-inch knife. His name is Amorph Tuhi, and it is thought that he is a dual citizen of Canada and Tunisia. He yelled Allahu Akbar while carrying out the attack and told the people who subdued him that it was in retaliation for U.S. intervention in Syria and Iraq. It would appear to be an ISIS-inspired lone wolf attack of the kind we've been seeing so much of. Let's go to security and terrorism expert Ross McLean. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Libby. We're talking about this all too much, aren't we? Just about a couple of times a week, it seems.
Exactly. Another day, another attack. And one of the things that's disturbing me is that I'm still hearing people saying this has nothing to do with Islam or Muslim or anything like that, despite everything this man said.
Yeah, and I think what you're actually seeing here is the Ramadan effect. We've been in Ramadan now for a month.
I think Ramadan's over. I think it was over on the weekend. Have to check.
No, I think it's two more days left.
Two more days? Okay.
Two more days left of Ramadan. Now, why that's significant is we've seen a series of attacks around the world dealing with this, and part of that is because under Ramadan, there's been calls for them to do the attacks. There's the belief in Ramadan that if you die during it, doing something for Muhammad, you'll get twice the benefits you would normally get, and you're supposedly got greater favor from Muhammad in order to carry out your attack successfully.
Well, so, let's be clear. That's what ISIS says. It's ISIS and Islamic radicals who are calling for attacks during Ramadan. But that's true. Yes.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, of course, there's people who are distorting it, doing it, whatever. I'm just trying to get out in a short form here a bit of where we're at. Now, where that's interesting is apparently we're told that this man, after he stabbed this police officer above the neck, which, by the way, the Quran says about smiting them about and above the neck is what the Quran talks about, yelling Allahu Akbar. When the police first took him down, apparently the first thing he said to the officer is, why didn't you kill me?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's because he wanted to die during Ramadan is my sort of inference on that. Now, we don't know that, but I'm saying that's why we're seeing such a rush of these, and we still have a few days left. And, you know, what the big twist in this one, of course, Libby, is this is cross-border terrorism now involving Canada and the U.S. So it sort of raises the stakes a little bit.
Okay, well, we don't have too much time left, Ross, but what do you think the implications of that will be? This guy crossed the border legally. He traveled by land, so he was able to get a knife. You know, presumably he wouldn't get by on the plane with a knife. What do you think, just very quickly, the ramifications of this might be for us here in Canada?
Well, I think you'll see the U.S. Canadian authorities, and Canadian authorities responded quickly. Public safety did. We'll see what their level of cooperation is. And the question is, was there potential foreknowledge of this person? Or wasn't there? If there was foreknowledge, why did we miss it? If there wasn't, what are we missing in covering it? So I think there's going to be some growth between the investigative services between Canada and the U.S. And hopefully all the better for everybody's protection out of this. And thank God that officer did not die.
Well, yeah, they say he's going to recover. And of course, that is the most important thing. Ross McLean, thanks for the quick update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Libby.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.